You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show. WRPR Rat Pack Radio. We're in the building for another night of fun. Sports talk live. We're streaming on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show. We're streaming on Twitch, Rat Pack Sports Show. Also, YouTube, and also Bucks Life. We'd like to welcome everybody in for another week. We are back. I don't know why, man. Every time I hear that little intro right there, man, it kind of get me going a little bit. So I gotta get into my radio DJ mode. My smooth operator, Quiet Storm DJ. And no, my man Mike, my homeboy, my buddy Mike listening on YouTube. We do not play mainstream music on this station. If we did, I would open the show up with some Stevie B. William Graves, you know who Stevie B is, man?
Stevie D?
Stevie B.
No, can't say that I do.
Oh, my gosh, man. You really don't know who Stevie B is? Okay, so me and you around the same age. You might be, how old are you, William? He don't want to tell nobody. So he's got to think about it. That means he's older than me. So maybe not by much. Maybe not by much, but we're around the same age group. And back in the 90s, you know, the 90s was the era of dance music, you know, techno, BPM, all that stuff. Well, Stevie B was an artist, I would say singer. He was a singer. And
isn't he the one that did like didn't he do
You gotta get one of these
Yeah, didn't he do Crazy Bitch?
Who?
Crazy Bitch.
Nah, man. Nah, hold on. No.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive, man. I don't even know. Hold on. Now I got to Google something. Hold on. We about to find out.
And he also did a song called Lit Up, right?
No. Stevie B.
Stevie D.
Stevie B. B as in boy. Stevie B. Stevie B. Look, I'm finna.
Stevie B.
Yeah, man, Stevie B. You can't hear when I play. You can't hear when I play. Music from the web browser. I gotta figure out a way to fix that, bro, because if you could hear what I was playing on the web browser, then...
No. I'm sorry. I thought you said Stevie D. D as in dog.
No, Stevie B, man. B. Stevie B. Let me see if I can.
Okay, now CBB, I've heard of him too.
I'm finna see if I can find something. Hold on. I can play 30.
Because did he do In My Eyes?
Yep. Yep. Hey, that's the song.
Oh. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. That's
my boy. You named the song right there. That was one of the more popular Stevie B songs. Boom.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now he also had another good song called I Wanna Be the One that I personally like.
I Wanna Be the One. Dude, I've been listening. All right. I want to be the one. I want to find something. See, you can't hear it, though. You can't hear it. Man. We got to fix that problem. It's some way that it's something in the settings that I have with Skype to where you can hear. You can hear everything coming through the computer, but the web browser is when it's coming through the web browser, you can't hear it. But you can hear it if it's coming through everything else. So I got to figure out, like, when I'm on the web browser and I play something that y'all can hear it. Yeah, because right now I'm going through the microphone, and I think I can fix it, but I don't want it to hang up on you. So it's a way I can do it. Let's see, microphone USB line in. I think if I did. Let me see something. If you stop hearing me, let me know, because I'm still talking. But if you stop hearing me, let me know you can't hear me so I can fix something. Mm-hmm. Switch it back. So can you hear me? Yeah, see, he can't hear me. I can hear him, but he can't hear me. Boom, 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 boom.
Can't hear you.
I knew it. All right, let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're in a tunnel, but yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so I'm gonna play something, and let me know if you can hear it. It's gonna be real quick because I can't play too much of it, but
mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Nah, I can't hear anything.
Dang, you can't hear it. I know somebody. I know somebody that was probably jamming to that though. Yeah, I'm gonna fix that. I just gotta figure out what I need to do to fix that issue. Because actually, hold on. USB. Realtek, default communication device. Let me see something. And let me know if you can't hear me. Can you hear me? Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me? Man, that's kind of loud. Let me see something. I think I might have. Hold on. You hear that? Yeah. Yeah, that's Stevie B, man. That's Stevie B. I knew when you said that song, I knew that, boy, but yeah, that got loud too. And now I got to turn that down. How do I turn? I got, oh, you know what I think I just did? What I've been trying to do the whole time. Isolate the Skype volume to where I could control that. Where is it? Let me see if I can turn it. Can you hear me? No, that ain't do nothing. What did I just do? Bro, I just did something. Whatever it was, it fixed it because now you can hear it and you can hear the web browser. So we won't have an issue. Like, if you're on the Skype call and if Boss Hog is on the video, you're on the Skype, you guys can, you know, hear each other. So hopefully, I think I just fixed that problem. So I guess I gotta turn this volume down a little bit. I put it on that because in my end, bro, y'all, you sound like freaking loud as crap. I put it on 5. Because now I don't know. Let's see. That's default communications. Let me see something. Can you hear me? See, now the mute buttons don't even work. What did I do? What is that? Let me see. Maybe I must did. Try it again. I did it. I fixed it. I know what I just did. Yeah, boy. We good now. We good now. Hey, it took a while. But now I can adjust the volume individually for Skype, so I ain't got to turn everything down. I got it now to where it need to be at. So I'm good. Yep, so now I can just go back to here and then I fixed that problem, bro. You don't understand. It took years for me to figure that out. And now I finally got it. I got it. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that you have faith that I can fix the problem. Yeah, it does. It does in a way, man. For a lot of years, you know, our problems with freaking Skype, dealing with updates, and then, you know, we can't do the group call in because they just updated the app, and now we can't be all on the same group. I got to call. You got to hang up so Boss Hogg can call in. Then I got to turn around and call you back. And so, you know, that's the adventurous times of Skype. Too many. I'm pretty sure that ain't it. It will be more. It'd be more. Let me do something real quick because my boy, since we got this on here now, well we can listen. So here we go. I only can play a little clip because of copyrights, but here we go. Yeah, see, you know that song too? Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's huh? Hey. Hey, check this. Okay. I got one better for you. August 12th at Amalie Arena, Stevie B will be performing in the concert. You better get down here, man. I can ask somebody to get him to check him out and see what they is. Oh, okay. Musical experience. Oh, he probably had a whole library. What? Really? Damn.
I couldn't tell you. But man, he started playing that, and man, I was hooked. like, especially when he started playing I Want to Be the One, I was like, oh, man, okay, all right. And, you know, and I've been listening to him ever since. But yeah, no, I was introduced to him a lot later in life, obviously. But man, I can listen to some Stevie B. Now, do I know all of his songs? No.
That's okay.
I don't.
You ain't got to know all of them.
But man, look, the guy knows what he's doing. Let's just leave it at that. And
I got a whole library, cause you know I got Spotify, so
oh yeah,
you know that. That man was still making music. Like that song there was off of like one of his earlier albums that was done.
Mm-hmm.
But dude's still making music, man. Crazy. He's still making music.
Uh-huh.
But it's not bad. It's not the same. It don't sound the same as it did before, but
right.
You know, still good.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I'll find out if you want me to. I'll find out how much those tickets.
Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, I do have some PTO time. And I mean, I really don't have really much coming up that I'm really going to be using it for. So I mean, I could hop down there for a weekend.
All right.
I mean,
I'm gonna let you know then.
I mean because look, I can hop on the Allegiant flight and fly to Tampa for like $210.
Yeah, it's not that much at all.
$210 for that. Freaking motel room for 3 days. I can find a motel for $100 a night. So that's $500 plus the tickets. I'll just say about $100 for the tickets.
Yeah,
that's $600. Shoot, I could go down there. It's coming Friday. $800. I'm
ooh,
good.
That just scared the crap out of me, boy.
What?
No, this is old. I'm trying to figure out let me see. And I guess I could probably find out. I'm finna find out for you right now. Stevie B. He probably like a big time concert, so it's probably a whole bunch of. I'm gonna just look it up on the Ticketmaster. That'd be the easiest way to find it. Amalie Arena, August 12th. And okay, you know any of these other? Wow, this is a big lineup. Okay, so you got Stevie B, Lisa. I don't know, TKA, who is that? Who is TKA?
Who?
TKA. Yeah, see, I know who the cover girls are. The Jets, Sugar Hill Gang, Brenda K Star, Noel,
Sugar Hill Gang,
Lil Susie. I don't know who that is. Lisette Melendez, Connie, JJ Fad, and Jaya. That's the whole lineup.
Man, see, you could have just left said that Stevie B and the Sugar Hill Gang, and I'm good.
Let's see what the tickets. I'm see what they cost. Oh, that ain't nothing. That ain't bad. Yeah, that's not bad at all. 40. Hold on. Lowest price, 40.
What's that?
$40. $40 a ticket. That's the lowest ticket. That's the lowest ticket. So that looks like. Yeah, but them goods, I don't want to be on the floor anyway. I wouldn't want to be on the floor anyway, so.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
No, because on the floor you can't see anything.
Nah, you get in a club level, this thing about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 40. Yeah, club level. Them the good seats. Them are the good seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them good seats with them good prices.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna put this link in the group so you can check them out.
All right.
Get my man.
Man, I might have to pull around and come down to Tampa for a weekend. Damn almighty. See, man, that's what I miss about being in Tampa is getting to see concerts like that. Because they come around, like, I mean, they'll come to Chicago, or they may even come over to like Notre Dame or something like that. Billy Joel was just at Notre Dame last weekend and everything. But man, they don't have the music coming through up here like they do in Tampa. And man, that is something that I miss.
Yeah, they almost every weekend, but especially like so far this summer, man, they had so many concerts, like big name artists from all genres. So that's a plus. But that should be a nice one there.
And did you say the Jets were going to be in there also?
Yep, the Jets. It's a lineup, bro. I don't even realize. I mean, that's probably going to be like a 3-4 hour type of deal, because it's just too many people on that lineup.
Oh yeah, and you know that they're gonna want to at least play, I mean, like 3 or 4 songs a piece.
Yeah, I mean, longest Stevie B plays the songs everybody want to hear. He better come out talking about some new unreleased single, bro. I don't want to hear no unreleased music. You better just go back to Spring Love and rocking exactly. My body and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Man. But, man, you know what? I didn't even realize the Sugar Hill Gang was still around.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were still touring.
Man. Rapper's Delight. I said a hit. Hit. Man.
Yeah, it should be nice, man. Should be A good evening.
So you gonna go Depot?
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. And where's this gonna be at?
Amalie Arena.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So got a question for you.
What's up?
And it's football related. So all of this mess with Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. Do you think that Cleveland could release him?
No, because from what I was hearing, they've already agreed, or coming close to trading off Baker Mayfield. So and they talk about last time I heard it was Baker Mayfield to Seattle. That was
the only two teams that I've heard anything about lately was Seattle and Carolina. But you know, there's a couple of what we'll just call them, and I use the term very loosely,
yeah,
sports writers.
Mm-hmm.
that are out there and you know, and they're saying that they're hearing from the Browns organization that they may try to either renege the deal with Houston or just outright release Deshaun Watson. And I got to thinking about that. That's an awful lot of money that you're going to be carrying for a release player. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, we've been talking about this for a while now. And mm-hmm. I could have swore we spoke about the NFL and Roger Goodell coming out and saying that, you know, they spoke to Watson and all the parties, all the parties involved, and that they weren't going to discipline him any further. So, you know, everything that I'm hearing coming out now about them possibly throwing in a season long suspension. It's kind of like a head scratcher. So, and then now you're talking about maybe Cleveland revoking the trade. Can you do that? After the fact?
I don't know. This entire thing has been, and you put it correctly, a head scratcher.
Because it went through the courts. We know that. They had the ruling, and he was pretty much cleared. You know, they couldn't prove anything. And then, you know, after that, you had another few people come out. And then when those, you know, few people came out, all of a sudden, it like fired the whole thing back up over again to where, you know, Goodell's talking about they're going to go back and revisit. I mean, you already pretty much, you closed it. I mean, it went through the courts. They didn't. They couldn't find nothing. They didn't find anything. And it was said, I don't know if it was really said, but it was said that the Browns had spoke with the NFL in the office, and they were saying he would not be disciplined any further. I mean, he already missed like a whole year because of all this stuff. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's definitely, like I said, it's definitely it's definitely a head scratcher. I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. And I've been saying this all along. That, you know, stuff to me, it just don't add up.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, it doesn't add up. And to me, I don't see how they could. I mean, the NFL, they could do anything they want, but it wouldn't. To me, it'd be a bad, you know, precedence. Well, I mean, he did do the same thing with the Ray Rice situation. So, nothing was gonna come about it until that video got released. Once that video got released, everything went to full tilt from that point forward. You know, we'll see what come out of it. But hopefully, you know, that man can get back to playing football and, you know, all this stuff kind of like blow over, because I know it's tiresome on him, and I don't know what to believe. I mean,
I don't think anybody really knows.
And then some of the details of what was going on and how it was being explained. It just, I don't understand.
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, just the stuff that really has me just kind of raising my eyebrow is all the stuff going on now with, you know, releasing him to Texans, getting trades taken away because of this, and or draft picks because they had information or this or that. I'm like, you mean to tell me you guys didn't do this type of investigation before all this happened?
They should have. That's the thing. They should have. But if they didn't, that's on them. That's their fault. That's not Watson's problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I it's just very odd. So, what else you got, Debo?
I don't know, man. My focus the last few weeks been solely on hockey, so I haven't you know. I got to catch back up on everything else, but that's pretty much about it. I mean, next week we could go start getting into off-season workouts. I think OTAs start for some teams. So we'll get into that. We'll get into, next week we'll probably have Nicholas Lane on with us. So we'll get into some NBA talk and Boss Hog. As long as he's not doing hot yoga, he should be good to come in next week as well. So, but as far as this week, that's about it, man. I just really wanted to get, you know, talk a lot about the you know, Lightning and, you know, get that.
Oh yeah.
You know, because you know what they did this season was rare air. You know, you won't see that a whole lot. You know, in the NHL, due to, you know, the salary cap, they have to navigate different, just like every other sport. So,
right.
What you got any other questions, man? Before we head out, because I'm hungry, bro. I gotta
no,
get something.
No, man.
To eat,
kind of getting down off of that hockey high, I guess you could say, and everything like that. Starting to shift my focus, like you said. NFL does have OTA starting. I mean, we do got baseball going on and everything like that. And, you know, a couple of trades and stuff like that have happened in the NBA. You know, just, you know, the normal stuff.
Yeah, well, then, next week we'll get back to some normal stuff and start gearing up towards, you know, the NFL season, preseason, you know, fantasy wise. We'll start diving, you know, deep into that heading into camp. So as far as this week, though, man, it's going to be a wrap for us over here. And appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us tonight. Wanted to give mad respect and props to the Lightning. So I wanted to make this show more about hockey than normally what we would do from our format. So with that being said, for myself, Mr. William Graves, Boss Hawk, Sean Naylor, Nicholas Lane, left field correspondent, Tara, everybody at the Rat Pack, man, we appreciate all y'all tuning in and listening to us. We appreciate everybody that's listening on Twitch. You know, Bucks Life, Rat Pack Sports on YouTube, and also my main page as well. So, with that being said, we're going to get out of here for this week. And we will see you guys on the flippity flip. This is a Rat Pack Sports Show. We are signing out for Wednesday night. We will see you guys next time. We got to get out of here. Peace.